The last time we heard from the Magic Island, Captain Bradford and Elaine were reported sinking. Jerry and Joan received the message in the radio cabin on the rescue boat. And as Mrs. Gregory was out walking on the deck at the time, she doesn't know of this new development. Elaine and the captain have been waiting near one of the elevators on the edge of the Magic Island, sitting in their helpless rocket plane, floating on the water. The Euclideans threaten to attack them, and Captain Bradford slips off into the water, where he's holding the two bottles containing his universal solvent against the side of the island. Elaine is getting out of the sinking plane.
Get out here quick, Elaine. That thing's going down with you.
I'm nearly free from the plane.
That metal ray of theirs sure wrecked that shell.
I will try to save this small rubber boat.
And we'll need it.
Yes, we may have to float for hours.
When daylight comes and we're found floating here, it won't take G-47 long to dispose of us.
I do not propose to be found floating here.
We can't be far away.
Perhaps not. The island will be gone, and G-47 will be no threat to us.
What do you mean?
It has been completely dark for some time. I think it only reasonable to expect an attack from the Euclideans.
Yeah, I've been expecting it every minute.
If I am only successful in inflating this bag from the small gas supply in the plane before it sinks.
Yes. It'd be pretty hard to blow that thing up and swim at the same time.
At least there is some little air.
How much will it take to inflate that boat?
Only a few pounds will inflate it sufficiently to support us for some hours.
We'll need some hours. About 18, I think.
The air pressure is growing weaker.
And the plane's sliding under. Here, better break that hose loose before the rubber raft gets carried down with the plane.
Right.
Here, put one hand on my shoulder and hang on tight. That plane will create some suction going down.
Not much. It's nearly full of water now. However, I will hold it to the island with you. I have the rubber boat.
Well, then, let the plane go. Well, there goes our plane.
I think the Euclideans are coming after us.
How can you tell in this darkness?
I saw a thin beam of light for an instant. Someone slipped out of the central control chamber.
And there's only one thing to do. Swim away from this island and take that rubber boat with you.
I understand. I am safely away.
Good. Now I'll break these bottles of solvent against the elevator housing.
Get away quickly, Captain.
I'm coming.
Over this way, Captain Bradford.
I'll take the opposite side of the boat from you.
You did not get any of the solvent on you?
No chance. I was mighty careful about that.
How rapid will the action be on the island?
That stuff is eating through into the elevator housing by this time. I only hope the Euclideans discover it soon enough to get safely into their underwater city.
I feel that they will accomplish that. The automatic controls will begin to work in a few seconds.
Is there any way at all that they can keep the island above water?
No possible way. That island will have to be submerged to its foundation. Everyone in the island will have to flee for safety to the city. And it will take days, perhaps weeks, to raise the island and repair it.
If my solvent doesn't damage it beyond repair.
We may as well prepare for a long, wet night, Captain.
Yeah, it looks like it. That's the worst that happens to us. We'll be all right.
Listen. The signal to submerge the island.
Yes. That means that all the Euclideans will be prisoners in their own city while we're free.
We are free, Captain. That is true. But our position is not entirely happy.
Well, I've had prospects I enjoyed more than floating around in this ocean all night.
If we are so fortunate as to float all night.
Why shouldn't we float all night? This boat will support us easy enough.
Yes, it was designed for that purpose, but it is apparently defective.
Defective?
The air is rapidly leaking out.
Where?
Around on this side.
No way to repair it?
None that I know of. I'm holding the leak closed with my hand as well as possible, but it is not perfect.
Wait a minute, I'll get around there and help you.
We had something with which to tie a knot around this leak.
We have. Strings from those broken bottles are still tied to my wrist.
That will do nicely.
Now, if you'll squeeze some of the air out of a small section of the hole, I'll tie it up.
I'm doing so.
That's good. Now hold it tight. I'll try to knot this so it won't leak much.
A very little will support our weight for the night.
Right. Now, there you are. I don't think that'll leak anymore. Even if it does, we can probably blow enough air into it to support us.
I'm very glad this boat is successful. I would not like to cause you trouble.
Cause me trouble? I wouldn't have any more trouble than you with swimming around here all night.
I've learned a great deal from you, Captain Bradford.
Well, we've learned a few things from you, too.
In a scientific way, perhaps. But from you, I have learned that a man may accomplish a great deal if he does it quietly. On Euclidea, every accomplishment was loudly discussed.
We like to talk about what we do in our world, too. Now, Elaine, here, you get up on this raft.
Oh, but Captain...
Come on, up you go. One of us swimming at a time is enough. We've got a lot of hours ahead of us. There's no use in both of us paddling around in this water.
Calling Captain Bradford. Gregory boat to Captain Bradford. Patricia Gregory to Bradford.
It is no use, Mother. You may as well stop.
Yes, you're right, Joan. It's nearly daylight. Nearly 24 hours since we heard from them last.
And soon after daylight, we should reach their position.
And what will we find?
That we cannot know until we arrive.
Where's Jerry?
I am not sure. He has been all over the boat at various times. First helping Mr. McLeod with the motors, then relieving Mr. Johnson in the pilot house. Jerry has done much the last few hours, Mother.
I know that, Joan. Jerry's been wonderful. Everyone on board has done their best. And for what?
Mother, you must not look at things so hopelessly. Mr. Johnson says we will arrive at the position of Euclidea shortly after daylight. And the sky is gray now.
I'm older than you are, my dear. Johnson is a grand person, and he's trying to keep my spirits up. But I know too much about boats for that. We couldn't possibly have made sufficient speed to reach Euclidea before noon.
I feel that Mr. Johnson is sincere. And we will locate Elaine and the captain within the hour.
Why don't they use their radio?
They have been on the water, floating in that small rocket plane for 6 days. It is possible their batteries are too weak to reach us.
If we're as close as Johnson says, and if the plane were still afloat, it wouldn't take much of a radio to reach us. No, Joan. That plane is no longer afloat.
Mother, if you do not stop talking like that, I shall put you to bed. I shall indeed. Oh, and here is Jerry. Perhaps he has news.
Jerry, have you heard?
Oh, nothing, Jerry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it isn't your fault, Jerry.
I feel like it is, kind of.
But how could it be, Jerry?
Oh, I don't know, but it seemed like with so many of us on this boat, well, we could have done something to help them. One of us should have had an idea.
That's how I feel, Jerry. As if we'd fallen down on the job somewhere.
You did try to launch the small plane last night.
Yeah, and cracked it up, getting it over the side.
That couldn't be helped. We didn't have time before sailing to equip the boat properly for dropping the plane.
Oh, I know. But I'll bet if Tex had been here, he could have done it.
Yes, Tex could have done it.
Are we not near Euclidea now?
Johnson said an hour just before I came in.
An hour is a lifetime right now.
Yeah, and an hour is too long if they haven't got anything to hang on to. Oh, but maybe they had, huh?
Come with you, Skipper?
Aye.
All of us?
Aye.
Well, what's happened?
Come.
But where do you wish us to go, Skipper?
Port.
The pilot house?
Aye.
Come on, Mrs. Gregory. I'll bet Johnson's got some news.
No, Jerry. Not yet.
Hurry, Mother.
I'm up forward to the rail. All of you.
Well, what is it, Johnson?
I'm not sure if it's anything. The sky is getting lighter.
Yeah, you can begin to see the water around the boat.
Well, we'll all watch dead ahead.
You've seen something?
I thought so, Mrs. Gregory, but I wouldn't be sure.
What did you see?
I thought I saw a light. I turned on our searchlight then, but nothing since.
We'll turn the searchlight on again.
Well, the light from it is so great that it prevents our seeing a small light on the water far off.
Well, turn it on again, and then turn it off quick. And maybe they're looking for us.
Yes, Johnson.
Very well, Mrs. Gregory.
That is a powerful light.
Boy, it sure is.
Sweep the water with it, Johnson.
Right.
And everybody look hard at that water where the light hits.
I see nothing but water.
Just water.
Me too.
Well, this is the worst hour of the day for visibility. Not enough daylight to see clearly, and only dark enough for the searchlight to cast an indistinct glow.
Hey, turn off the light, quick.
What is it, Jerry?
I saw a light, just a little tiny flare.
Are you sure of that?
Sure, I'm sure.
Where was it?
Almost dead ahead, just a little off the port bow.
How far away?
Well, unless it was a mighty small light, like a match or a small flashlight, it was a long ways, maybe a mile.
Well, what do you think, Johnson?
I thought I saw the same thing before I called you out.
Well, are we making full speed?
More than that. We're tearing the boat to pieces.
Please change your course enough to meet that light.
Right, Mrs. Gregory.
Oh, Mother, we will find the captain and Elaine safe at last.
Sure we will.
Oh, don't be too sure. I've seen many things at sea that weren't what they seemed to be.
Hold it, everybody. I saw that light again. Watch it. Again. Again. Now it's... Hey, it's on longer. There it is again. And again. Count these next ones.
One, two, three.
I thought so. Did you see it, Johnson?
Three shorts, three longs, three shorts.
That's what it looks like to me.
S.O.S.
I think so.
Then someone is in danger. I knew it.
Now take it easy, Mrs. Gregory. If they're able to send a signal, they're still all right.
But how can we answer them?
By switching the searchlight on and off. But it glows so long and heats so slowly that it isn't good for signals.
Tip it down here where I can reach it.
What can you do, Jerry?
Wait till I get off my coat and I'll show you. Turn it on, Johnson. Now, I'll cover and uncover it with my coat. It won't make very good code, but if Tex Bradford is out there, he can read anything.
Hurry, Jerry.
Send okay, Jerry. It's shorter than anything else here.
Right. One, two, three. There's the O. And there's is the K.
Well, that was clear enough.
Turn out the searchlight. Let's watch for them.
There it is. There's the light again. Oh, we found them. That's Tex. I know it is.